You know what time it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's another edition of Fit Talk Radio with your host, Maria. Brought to you by Smoothie King, Valdosta Health and Wellness, Do Meals, and Factor X Fitness Thomasville. And now, here's Maria on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria Wells, your host, and we got a jam-packed show for you tonight. It is our Valentine's special tonight, and we've got some very interesting couples here, and I am so blessed to have my husband here with me. Jim, how are you tonight?
I'm great, and I'm glad to be here.
Well, it is the Valentine show, so, and you are my Valentine.
And we did this before.
We've done
about
it
about a year ago.
About a year ago, and about a year ago before that, and a year ago, I think we've done it for, this is the third time, Chase, isn't that right?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. It's been a while since we've been doing this.
Yeah, well, we do it once a year, so I think this is the third time, so
yeah.
Good for us, yay. But we've just got a jam-packed show, we really do. A lot going on. Tristan, from Smoothie King's going to be joining us here, calling in and talking about Smoothie King. You know, Chase, they've got almost the new Smoothie King's going to be opening soon right here in Valdosta, Georgia.
We got to go when they open.
I know. March.
We got to go.
The date is March 1st, I believe, but we'll let Tristan fill us in on that.
All right.
But we've got two great couples here with us tonight. We're going to, and I'll be introducing to those to y'all just a little bit later, but it's Blake and Anna Williams from Moultrie, Georgia. Blake works for Sterling Bariatrics, and I'm proud to announce that we have partnered with them over at Factor X Fitness in Thomasville, and we'll be working with some of their patients, we hope, soon. But we'll be talking a little bit more about that later. And then we have not a stranger to Valdosta at all. Alice and Todd Smoot are going to be here. Chase, they are the runners here in Valdosta. And, of course, Mr. Todd does all the 5Ks and sets up all the runs all around this area. So
that's right.
Those two are a very, very fit couple. And, of course, Blake and Anna are, too. Blake is competition bodybuilding. He does classic physique and I think men's physique, maybe bodybuilding. I don't know. We'll ask him and see. I know he's a competitor and he looks really good. And I have seen him on stage several times. So I'm really happy to have those two here with us tonight.
Definitely.
Well, Jim, you know, being it's Valentine's Day and this is kind of about being the fitness couples and how fitness has helped our marriage and or their marriage. And so, you know, that's one of our favorite things to do together, isn't it?
That's one of our regular things for our Friday night date. I guess we do that more than anything is work out together.
We do, and I really enjoy it. I hate we can't work out more, but, you know, that's just a motivating factor for me.
It is. It is. It's fun to have a workout partner, and especially, you know, if it's your spouse, you know, that's a great way to spend time together, quality time together.
It is, and you really encourage me to eat better and because you're so disciplined. I just really, I love you, but I hate that about you because you can just be so disciplined
don't
about
be a
that
hater.
Diet.
Don't be a
don't
hater.
Don't be a hater. Not on Valentine's, not on the Valentine's show. Don't be a hater. Well, you know, it is, it makes for a great marriage, I believe, when you have couples that pray together, work out together, and try to stay fit together. You know, this show was based on faith, family, and fitness. So I think this show is going to really, tonight, we're going to really hone in on those three subjects right there.
Well, we will continue to play together so we can stay together.
There you go. Play together and pray together. Okay. All right. Well, we hope that Tristan will be calling in just a minute, and we'll be hearing from Smoothie King, and then we're going to take a commercial break right now, and we'll be right back. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Fitness is delicious at Smoothie King. Whether you want to slim down or bulk up, last longer or recover faster, get more balance in your day or more vegetables in your diet, each and every Smoothie King is blended with a purpose. They also sell a complete line of nutritional supplements and healthy snack foods. Give Smoothie King a try today at 3219 North Oak Street Extension or call 229-469-4090. It's Smoothie King. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is a specialty clinic that provides quality and compassionate care to patients in Valdosta and surrounding communities. Our services range from treatment of acute and chronic illness to prescribing bioidentical hormone replacement therapy for men and women. Our team brings forth a wealth of experience and knowledge to each patient's case, ensuring personalized care for all. Visit Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic today at 3328 Bemis Road or call 229-469-6137.
Are you ready?
And we're back with more Fit Talk Radio on News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria Wells, your host tonight, and this is our Valentine's show. And we've got a couple of couples that are going to be here talking about how fitness impacts their relationship and how it helps them to bond. But right now we have Tristan from Smoothie King on the line. Hello, Tristan. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Maria. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, listen, thank you for all the goodies that you sent our way. And we are just so excited. Of course, we are just blessed to have had Smoothie King as one of our sponsors for Fit Talk Radio for going on 3 years now. So I thank you for that. But you've got so much excitement going on. You said you just left the new Smoothie King about to open right over here on Gorinto. Tell us a little bit about what's happening over there.
Yeah, I'm... Location-wise, I'm probably a stone's throw from you at the moment. New Smoothie King store, 1744 Gorinto Road. We're right across the street from Publix. We are getting close, Maria. I tell you, every time I walk in the store, I'm just amazed at how quick these, you know, this crew has got this store in shape. And we have got all of our equipment, furniture, everything in the store. Plumbing's done, electrical's done. Right now, all we're waiting on is final permits next week. I think the last inspection is scheduled for Tuesday, and then we have Smoothie King Corporate will come in town and do some training with our staff, make sure everybody's up to speed, which I know they will be because I've been training them myself in our other Valdosta store. We're going to bring some of those experienced folks over here, and we are hoping for an opening the first week of March. So we're really excited about it. It's coming up quick on us.
It is. That's just right around the corner. Well, I mean, two stores here in Valdosta, one in Thomasville that I frequent regularly, as do my staff there at Thomasville Factor X Fitness, and then one in Tifton. So four total stores. That's awesome. Awesome, Tristan.
Four stores and... you know, this one is one that we're really, really excited about. Actually, yesterday, Valentine's Day, was the four-year anniversary of the opening of our first Smoothie King, which, of course, was our North Oak Street location here in Valdosta. So yesterday was our four-year anniversary, and we have really had a lot of people over the years ask us, when are you going to open a store on the other side of town? People ask us that almost every single day. So it's been exciting for us to be able to say, look, it's under construction, coming soon. This store is going to be our only store that actually has a drive-through and a walk-in. So we're going to have, all of our retail there available, the different supplements, proteins, pre-workouts, grab-and-go snacks, things like that. And it's going to be a unique challenge for us trying to figure out what it's like having a drive-through and the walk-in traffic. So we're excited for that new challenge, and I think we've got a good team ready to go. So certainly exciting, and I think that this side of town has been waiting for us, and very, very excited to get over here.
Well, I know, you waited till I left Valdosta to get it over here close to the gym where I was working. But the one in Thomasville is right around the corner from me there at Factor X Fitness over there in Thomasville. So I'm really enjoying that one over there. Well, I tell you, Joe brought me something last Tuesday. And I want you to tell the listeners about it because I'm really excited about this particular supplement that y'all are carrying. It was the hydration that I put in my water and gives me all the electrolytes, and it's like drinking three bottles of water.
Yeah, so this is that's a new product that we started carrying called Liquid IV. And I tell you what, this Liquid IV product has been flying off the shelves. We've got it in a single serving, we've got it in an 8-count box, and we've also got a 16-count bag. And, you know, we really put them in the store at the beginning here of March, expecting, you know, some people to get interested in it, be asking questions, and then, you know, be able to have enough product there and inventory to carry us through for a couple months. And I tell you, we're 15 days into the month since we started carrying this stuff, and we are almost completely out.
Well, I'm a believer. Listen, I've been having some problems with some cramping. I knew that I was somewhat dehydrated, even though I was drinking, water. And I'm telling you, I felt an almost immediate difference within 15 or 20 minutes after that first one. And Joe gave me two or three samples. I've already had two of those today because I worked out this morning and I put another one in a bottle late this afternoon just before I had to have a little minor procedure done at the hospital, and I wanted to be hydrated. And I'm telling you, it really stopped the cramping, gave me that little bit of energy that I needed, and without any calories. And without any sugar. And so I really, really liked that. Really liked it a lot. So it's called IV.
Yeah, you know, this stuff is a breakthrough science called cellular transport technology. If you haven't heard about it, you can check out their website, liquid-iv.com. You can also ask any of our, team members about it. But this cellular transport technology is meant to deliver the hydration to your bloodstream faster than water, because when you're talking about hydration, it's the science here is all about the uptake of those nutrients and of that hydration versus your intake. So instead of and it's not a replacement for water, of course, but you're talking about how much of that hydration your body's actually able to absorb and uptake versus just bulk intake of water. So getting smart about your hydration, doing things the right way. And this stuff is really popular. People can come check it out in any of our stores. We've actually got it for sale in our Tifton location as well. It's a drive-through only. Historically, we haven't sold retail there, but we're moving in that direction. And we've got, water bottles and the liquid IV up there at the window. You can grab one to go just through the drive-through. So,
Well, I was very impressed with that product. I believe in protein. I believe in your BCAAs. I believe in glutamine. But you made me a believer out of this. I really do like it. So I'm going to really be pushing it for y'all. LiquidIV.com if you want to know any more information about that. Well, Tristan, thank you for calling in and being with us today. We hope you can come in the studio and visit with us soon, but know you're busy trying to get this store open and trying to manage three other stores. So, and listen, the cupcakes, you tell your lovely wife that we said thank you so much for these wonderful cupcakes. That's going to be mine and Jim's dessert here tonight.
I certainly will tell her, Her and our two-year-old son worked on those yesterday and surprised me with them for Valentine's Day, and I was kind of embarrassed of how many that I actually ate yesterday. So I tried to stay away from them today. Glad that they're being...
Glad that Joe passed them out to me and Jim and Chase. Okay. Well, listen, tell her again, thank you so much, and thank you for calling in. That's Tristan from Smoothie King. We'll be looking forward to talk to us later. We'll be there, Chase, with them for their grand opening. Their big grand opening, Fit Talk will be there with them. Well, we're going to talk with our couples here in just a minute, but I'll just leave you with a thought. Then we'll go to a commercial break and we'll be right back with our couples. But fitness is like marriage. You can't cheat on it and expect it to work. I'll leave you with that thought. Fitness is like marriage. You can't cheat on it and expect it to work. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Fitness is delicious at Smoothie King. Whether you want to slim down or bulk up, last longer or recover faster, get more balance in your day or more vegetables in your diet, each and every Smoothie King is blended with a purpose. They also sell a complete line of nutritional supplements and healthy snack foods. Give Smoothie King a try today at 3219 North Oak Street Extension or call 229-469-4090. It's Smoothie King.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is a specialty clinic that provides quality and compassionate care to patients in Valdosta and surrounding communities. Our services range from treatment of acute and chronic illness to prescribing bioidentical hormone replacement therapy for men and women. Our team brings forth a wealth of experience and knowledge to each patient's case, ensuring personalized care for all. Visit Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic today at 3328 Bemis Road or call 229-469-6137.
Are you ready?
And we're back with more Fit Talk Radio on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria Wells, your host, and this is our Valentine's show. And let me introduce our couples. It's kind of like the dating game today, guys. I'm going to introduce Todd and Alice Smoot. Hello, Todd and Alice. How are y'all doing?
Doing great.
Very well. Thank you.
We're so glad for y'all to be here with us tonight. Well, I said it's like the dating game, except you've already dated and now you're married. So now I guess it's the marriage game. But listen, I mean, marriage is a great institution, and I love being married. I love my husband. But, of course, this is Fit Talk Radio, and I said y'all are the running couple, Todd and Alice. Tell them what. Tell everybody on the air who you are and what you do.
Well, I'm Alice Smooth, and I'm running. I'm maintaining my running. I used to run at a higher competitive level, and so did Todd, and that's when we met. And now we're more or less just keeping it up and enjoying it. It's something we both really enjoy. It's a gift to me. It really stabilizes me. It's a stress release, and I think Todd feels that way as well.
Oh, without running, I'm nuts. I'm more nuts. Okay.
You're more nuts. Okay. Well, you know, I've always said this about Alice. I'm glad I'm not a runner because I would have to compete against her because she's in my age bracket. And so, you know, I tried it a little bit, Todd, as you well know, mm-hmm. and with me and my ailments. And but I'm just really glad. But now, I don't think Miss Alice could curl 25-pound dumbbells in the gym, so I might beat her there. I might beat her there. Well, you know, how has running helped enhance your marriage?
I think just that that we both have a passion for it, and we can share it, and so we understand each other too. You know that, you know, I go out for a 12-mile run Sunday morning, and
I don't stay home brooding because she's out running a 12-mile run.
Good for you, Todd. I like
Rex
that.
Rex and I have fun.
I mean, we're all sitting here. These couples, you know, Blake and Anna are much younger than us, and Alice said a 12-mile run, and Blake's mouth just fell wide open.
I just wanted to know how many days it takes to run those 12 miles. It would take me about 3 days.
Yeah, I could drive a golf cart that far, maybe.
Yeah, me too. You know, so that Miss Alice, that is amazing. I mean, you're just an amazing woman to me, and I idolize you because I don't run, and I want to, and I see how lean. The first thing I saw Todd earlier when he walked in, and I thought to myself, God, he just stays so lean. And then you walk out, and then I'm thinking to myself, my Lord, she's just lean. I mean, y'all are just lean. I mean, there's just not an ounce of fat on either one of you. So that's just amazing. Well, I'll come back to y'all in just a second, but I want to introduce Blake and Anna Williams. Blake and Anna, how are y'all tonight?
Doing well. How are you?
I am just excited that y'all are here.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
Well, I know a little bit more about Blake than I do you, Anna, but I understand that you are about to give birth. Well, not about to give birth immediately, but soon.
I got a little while.
You got a little while, but now when is the due date?
It's the 1st of June.
Okay, so you do have a little while. Mm-hmm. But you were in shape, too. You know, you before you got, you know, pregnant, obviously. Because Blake wouldn't have had you if you weren't in shape, so I already know that.
Well, we can give him the thanks for it.
Well, I know he's motivated. So, Blake, tell me a little bit about, just first of all, how you got into bodybuilding, and we'll come back to your story in just a little while, but just how you got into it and how you met Anna.
It's a funny story. I was actually 21, and the first time I actually seen Anna, and I heard God say, she's yours, you're to protect her. And at 21, I wasn't making the most smartest of choices at the time, and I pursued her and consistently pursued her, and she would not give me the time of the day.
And must have been a reason for that, Blake.
Yeah, she had a legitimate reason, and we both went our separate paths. I had been blessed to have two little boys. I had been previously married, and kind of what's crazy about it is, you know, she was the last person that I ever had, you know, had spoken to. You know, right before I got married, there was a situation where me and my ex-wife had broke up, and that's where I met her. And, I said, would you give me a one in a million shot? And she said, no. And I was raised by an amazing mom that was a Christian-believing mom, and she taught me to treat every female the way you would want somebody to treat your sister. And I got a baby sister named Auburn this year in Valdosta, and I expect her to be treated with respect, so I done Anna the same. So I let it go, and unfortunately, me and my ex-wife divorced, and when we divorced, I fell into a massive depression. As a child, I wanted a family. I wanted to, you know, my dad never was in my life, so I wanted to be a dad. I wanted to have a family, and I tried my hardest, and I got massively depressed, and I had a guy that was at a gym. He just encouraged me. He said, "Did you ever think about competing in bodybuilding?" And I said, "No, I can't do that." And I started looking into it, and then I had what I call one of the darkest hours of my life. And what I tell people about a flower, if you've ever looked at how flowers bloom, the seed must die before it can grow fully. And every relationship in here, you've had to have seen that person that, you know, at their darkest hour to truly appreciate them when they bloom. Well, my darkest hour whenever I was single, was the darkest night of my life. I was massively depressed, going through a lot of, you know, different emotions and things was happening. And I hadn't called Anna in 9 years. And I called her one night at my darkest hour, and I was crying. And I just said, "Anna, I'm done. I just was giving up on life." And she told me, she said, "Blake, God's got a special girl for you." And I laughed. I said, "No, he don't." And we kind of went our separate ways. And the guy that encouraged me to pursue bodybuilding, I used it as an avenue. I'm a sports nutritionist by trade. I work at Sterling Bariatrics. I work with people during the day, help lose weight. And at night, I'm a prep coach. I work with athletes. I have athletes, you know, that for the Packers, Alabama, Georgia. I got athletes everywhere. But bodybuilding was a way that I could channel my energy. And I pursued bodybuilding and pursued being a better father. And I remember one night, I was talking with somebody, and he said, "Man, you just got to trust God in it." And I said, "Well, it ain't like God's going to bring me a wife on my front doorstep." He said, "Well, really?" He said, "Well, he took Jonah and put him in a well and put him on the shores of Nineveh." And I thought it was crazy. And that night, it was me and my two little boys, Jacoby and Jensen. And I had two other kids that was living with me that wasn't my own, but I call them my own, that I was mentoring. It was Bull and BB. And that night, I prayed a prayer, and I said, "God, I'm giving up looking for somebody for my children and myself, and I'm just going to trust you with it, and I'm tired of trying." And that night, I gave up, and the next morning, we go to church on a Sunday, and me and BB and Bull and Jacoby and Jensen, we come over here to TJ Maxx. It's a mile away, and I walk in a store, and BB, I love BB to death. He goes to school here in Valdosta, and Bull's at South Alabama playing football with a 3.8 GPA. I want to brag on that, but he said, "Pops," he said, "who is that girl looking?" And for those of y'all that know me, I have bad vision. I said, "Man, I don't know." He said, "Pops, no, this girl looking hard." And so come to find out, it was Anna. And all I could get out was, "Hey." Literally, you can ask her. I was the only word I could get out.
Anna, was that the only word he could get? I find that hard to believe, knowing Blake, because he can talk.
For a guy that can talk so much, that is the only word he was able to mutter out.
So long story short, through patience, through diligence, through trusting God, and completely just going to his throne humbly and praying, he made a way for me to have her on our first date. And our first date, it was like we had been together, you know, 30 years. And it's taken us to where we are now, to God's doing full-fledged ministry with us through fitness and bodybuilding. And it all came from me giving up and handing it to the hands of my Father.
Amen.
And really and truly, that's why I love you so much, and your husband. I aspire to be like you guys, and we look up to y'all, because that kind of stuff means the world for us. I would tell anybody that's a newly married couple that's engaged to be around those that have been through life. My motto is, you can't appreciate the light until you've been in the darkness. And I've been in the darkness in my life, and I know what it feels like. And I know the best way to stay in the light is being around people that's been through life. God puts those people in our life and utilize them. I mean, don't be scared to say, "I don't understand this. I need to go to somebody." You know, I've gone to you, Miss Maria, here recently over patients that I don't really necessarily understand. And I want your help on it, because I know you have the experience. And that's what life's meant to be. And that's the only way I got a girl like Anna. Most people, you know, they dream of a Jennifer Aniston, a, you know, Angelina Jolie. But I can truly say with 100%, I have my dream girl in Anna. And that is who I wanted. And you,
I believe you do, because when I met you over at that bodybuilding show in Lake City, you were talking to me about her.
Big was my smile on my face?
It was big. It was huge, Anna. I'll have to tell you about that. Well, Jim, that kind of sounds a little bit like our story, doesn't it? When we got together, it was like we'd been together for 30 years.
That much is similar. Yes.
That much is similar. Okay. Well, Alice and Todd, you know, Alice, tell me a funny story about Todd.
Okay. Well, the first time he invited me over, he was going to make me a dinner. And it turned out to be like frozen fish in the microwave.
Well, at least he was trying to feed you healthy, Miss Alice.
Yes. And vegetables, frozen vegetables in the microwave. But it turned out very nice. I really enjoyed his company, and that's what really made me.
And how long have y'all been married? Todd?
Yes. 28 years.
28 years. Wow. How awesome. Well, tell us what you feel like the, you know, really helps to hold your marriage together. Obviously, you found something in common. You met each other running. And this has been part of your life for your whole... It's very similar to mine and Jim. We met at the gym, and it's been part of our life, our married life. So tell us what advice would you give a young couple just starting out?
Realize that it's work. Being married is... It's not just, being together. You must work at being married.
Amen.
It is a 24-hour job. You can never forget of your spouse, and that there are going to be ups and there are downs. Quite frankly, I mean, it's just like all athletics, and so many other activities. You have your ups, you have your downs, you have your days when you do great on the test, you have the days when you don't do well on the test, you have your days when you compete well, you have the days that you don't, but you don't quit on your team or your school or other people. You just keep moving forward, and you keep with the goal is to be together, and you keep working at it, and just like you would if you were involved with any kind of sport or school or anything else. You just got to keep working at it, and without question, our competitiveness has been a part of the glue that has kept us together throughout these years. And there's no one else that knows me as well as Alice, and I know her pretty well. And all our warts, or pardon me, she doesn't have any warts. I have all the warts, and she knows all of them. So it's a good combination. And I know how deep her love is for me, and I strive to match that level.
Well, it's definitely apparent that y'all are still very much in love, and the things that you do. And Alice, I know you support Todd, and Todd, I know you support her. Well, I guess this is a true statement. It's so funny because you hit right on it, Todd. It says, a good marriage isn't something that you find. It is something you must make, and you have to keep on making it.
Exactly.
So, you know, that really sums it up. Well, now, Alice told us a funny story about you, Todd, so...
Oh, I have no funny stories about Alice.
You have no funny stories about
no
Alice?
No funny stories
I don't
about
believe
Alice
it.
That we're sharing.
That we're sharing, okay.
I want to keep being married.
You were, okay, good for you. Todd, I like the way you think. Very good. Very good.
I am learning a lot. Learning a lot right now. I'm taking notes, taking notes.
Yes, sir.
You better take notes, Blake. You're the newlywed here.
She also, you know, on that same dinner item. Just before that, I carried her. I transported her from a camp in North Carolina, Brevard, North Carolina, and I was kind enough to bring her back to Atlanta. Didn't have to do it, but I was kind enough to do that.
Okay.
And during this drive from North Carolina, Brevard, North Carolina to the Atlanta area, she called my car a sewing machine on wheels. This is how she endeared herself to me. Then I made her dinner, and she made fun of it. It's the story of my life.
Well, you know, apparently for 28 years, though, it's worked.
Yeah, pretty good.
You did something that impressed her. It wasn't that sewing machine on wheels, and it wasn't that meal, but you did something, Ty.
Hopefully.
Well, you know, one of the... Well, I think we're having a party. I believe Jay has turned 40. So we'll all say happy birthday to Jay here. And apparently he just made it into the house here at Black Crow Media. So happy birthday, Jay. You turned 40 today. Well, you know, Todd, I know you and Alice, you know, y'all run now. I'm going to ask y'all this question. And y'all think about it before you answer now. Who is the better runner, Miss Alice? Is it you or is it Todd?
I don't think there's a better. I think Todd, when he was at his competitive level, I believe he was better than me.
Well, she's giving you the accolades, Todd. There you go.
I'm taking notes.
He had so much more experience, and which he shared.
Well,
and
that's, helped so you
me.
Learned from him,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Great, great. Absolutely, absolutely.
We learn from each other at all times. We're constantly learning and growing. I have acquired many of Alice's values over the years, and she has taken over some of mine. She, we are becoming more like that. You know, the circle. And all the we're not two separate people, we are together, and she takes some of my attributes, I take some of hers, and I believe in marriages, good solid marriages. That's what ends up happening, is that you take each other's you have your core values and all, but you know, some of my things that I do, she now has changed her mind or has. It's not that me forcing her to do it or her forcing me to do things. No one has ever said that I have much of a heart, but I do have more of a heart now than I did a few years ago. And I don't know if my cross-country team would say that.
Would agree with you.
I don't know. But without her, I am a different person, and I don't necessarily like the person I was then, and I do like the person I am now.
Well, y'all are such an outstanding example to this community and all around. And Todd, what you do for the community and all these 5Ks. Tell the listening audience, I know that y'all have got to step out here in just a minute, but about how many 5Ks that you help put on every year and the list that you do, because I know it's a ton.
The list is roughly, we put on or help put on roughly 35 to 40 races a year in 52 weeks. And there's a big one coming up this weekend for the hospice half and the Dewey Color Run. But they're in the surrounding area, between Valdosta, Quitman, Asher. Did I mention Hayhira, Adel? There are lots of races in the area and events, and we're looking. We always want people to enjoy, and you find that you're not competing against others; you're competing against yourself, and you just put one foot in front of the other and keep moving forward. Kind of like marriage.
Absolutely. Well, listen, again, thank y'all for being here tonight and for all that you do. You need to call in a couple times a month and let us know what race is happening where, Todd. So you got our number, so you just call in and we'll give you that plug anytime you want to. But thank y'all so much for being here,
thank
Todd
you.
And Alice, and we appreciate you, and thank you so much again.
It's our pleasure.
We're going to take a commercial break, and then we'll be right back to finish up with me and my husband, Jim, and with Blake and Anna Williams. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Fitness is delicious at Smoothie King. Whether you want to slim down or bulk up, last longer or recover faster, get more balance in your day or more vegetables in your diet, each and every Smoothie King is blended with a purpose. They also sell a complete line of nutritional supplements and healthy snack foods. Give Smoothie King a try today at 3219 North Oak Street Extension or call 229-469-4090. It's Smoothie King.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is a specialty clinic that provides quality and compassionate care to patients in Valdosta and surrounding communities. Our services range from treatment of acute and chronic illness to prescribing bioidentical hormone replacement therapy for men and women. Our team brings forth a wealth of experience and knowledge to each patient's case, ensuring personalized care for all. Visit Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic today at 3328 Bemis Road or call 229-469-6137.
Are you ready?
And we're back with more Fit Talk Radio on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria Wells, your host, and welcome. We have our Valentine's show tonight. We had the pleasure of having Todd and Alice Smoot here with us tonight. He is the cross-country coach at VSU, and of course, they are runners, and what a great inspiration. Blake and Anna, wasn't that just inspirational to listen to them and to watch them and what all they do?
Oh, yeah, it was phenomenal.
It's inspiring.
Very inspiring.
It really is. Blake, pull her microphone down just a little bit. Well, Blake, I know you know you have a unique story. God's done a lot of things in your life. You know, Jim and I have only been married 10 years, but we did understand that concept that when you, you know, when you find that right person for you, then it's just so good. I know y'all are a newlywed couple, basically, but with a new baby on the way, and so I know there's a lot more to y'all's story. So, but before we get started, Anna, tell me, and you, me and you've got a similar thing in common here because, you know, for a long time I pushed Jim away. I didn't want him either. But now I couldn't, yeah, I wouldn't trade him away for nothing.
The answers, please. I think it was about 5 minutes she pushed me away.
Oh, listen to him. Oh, boy, he's going to be in trouble. But what was it that finally drew you to Blake?
Well, like Blake, I kind of just gave up. I was with my friends a lot and kind of got tired of being the third wheel and just told God one night, I was like, I'm done. Like, I'm tired of looking, tired of trying. I didn't think there was anybody out there for me. And I, like you said, went to TJ Maxx the next day and there he was.
So, I mean, you know, but y'all didn't get together at first. So what was it about him that you didn't like or that didn't draw you then?
I truthfully think I was just too young and too immature. We both were seeing other people, and I'm kind of, now looking back, I'm glad that we didn't get together because we weren't ready, and we would have had a long, rough road, I think, ahead of us. It would have been nice to spend those years together, but I think God knew what he was doing when he made us wait for each other.
I understand that. Jim and I probably could tell that story, too. But well, now, Blake, I know there's a little bit more to your story. I know God's done a lot of things in your life. You know, you're into fitness. You know, so tell me how that kind of works into your marriage and then how that kind of works into your relationship with the Lord.
I want to read you something really quick. One of the biggest heroes of mine, obviously anybody that's in bodybuilding is Arnold, but it says a well-built physique is a status symbol. It reflects hard work for it. No money can buy it. You can't borrow it. You can't inherit it. You can't steal it. You can't hold on to it without constant work. It shows discipline. It shows self-respect. It shows patience, worth ethic, and passion. This is why I do what I do. So for me, pretty much, you know, it's kind of like 1 Corinthians where it talks about love is patient, love is kind, and it doesn't self-seek. It's unconditional. You know, I have a saying that basically the only way that I got Anna was I had a lot of faith and hope, and she brought the love. And, you know, it talks about in the First Corinthians 13, it says faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is love.
Yes.
Bodybuilding is a direct relationship, and it's a great analogy and a great example of a marriage. You know, when it comes to me preparing to be on stage, you know, right now I'm 9 weeks out from Europa. In Orlando, it's a humongous show, and if I mess up on my diet just the littlest of ways, it shows. And if I mess up a training in the littlest of ways, it shows. And with bodybuilding, you have to have a huge sense of humility because a lot of times you're not going to know the answer, so you need help. And at the same time, you need a huge amount of discipline. It's the same thing with marriage. You know, for Anna and I think one of the greatest things that we have, although we're young and we've only been together for 3 years, is our communication with one another. We just go directly to the point. Don't beat around the bush. You know, I think a lot of marriages, they mess around and tell their friends, and their friend says this and this, this. For me, I much rather go to the source and just say, you know, babe, I'm really struggling with this. Can you help me? I think a lot of times for us men, it's hard for us to say we need help.
Let me let Jim hone in on that one because, you know, as men, you know, I think is – would you not agree or with that, or what is your philosophy, Jim?
I'm going to defer and let him finish that thought, and I'll get back to you on that. Let's go ahead.
It's, you know, whenever we struggle, you know, I go to her and I tell her that, and I wouldn't say it's the pride in us, but it's just human nature. You know, we're born sinful by nature. And being able to go to Anna and say, you know, babe, I need your help on this. I really need to get through it. if I tell a friend, sometimes your friends aren't there to help the situation. They make it worse. They'll tell you, oh, you can do this, you can do that. And really and truly, there is no option in marriage to give up. God is very, very, very direct in the Bible. He hates divorce. And I told Anna the only way she's getting rid of me is dying. And even then, I'm gonna be there. So, you know, I just feel like going to the source is the way our relationship has been so great and stayed so consistent over time. Much like my bodybuilding, you know, the coaches that I have, I go directly to them when I have an issue. You know, I've even went to you, you know, as a second opinion, just to get that extra help.
And now I'll go ahead and say that he's right on the mark. When you're in touch with God, you're going to be a better person. You're going to be a better husband. You're going to be a better father. You're going to be a better everything. It helps me. You know, it helps me to stay in close touch with God. And we'll all be tempted, whatever that temptation might be. You know, everybody's got their own different weakness, men and women. But also, you know, men and women are different. And just generally speaking, women are more verbal. And, you know, we've got to be aware of that. Sometimes we have to basically remind ourselves or make ourselves say things so that our spouses, our wives won't feel like we're taking them for granted. You know, well, a woman might say, you know, honey, do you still love me? Or honey, do you love me? And, you know, a man might be, you know, the way we are. Well, I married you, didn't I? You know, we might be thinking that, but that's not,
that's
a, good,
not a good answer.
Don't verbalize that. That's not the good answer.
Husbands, you know? Don't do that.
But, you know, I mean, that's kind of the way we think. Well, of course I love you. I married you. I'm going to assume that you love me. You married me. But, you know, we need to be reminded and you need to express it in various ways, whether that's verbally or a text or an act of service or whatever it might be.
So when your wife calls and says that she's hurting, then and you're not giving her what she needs, and you say, "Well, I'm gonna whatever it was you said."
Some things you need to delegate. I'll say you might want to call your mama for that.
Jim's bedside manner is not that good, ladies. I'll just tell you out there.
That's true. I'll help you in practical ways. I'll go get the prescription from the drugstore. I'll rub your head or go get you a glass of water. But I'm not the right guy to do the goo-goo baby talk to you or something. That's what mamas are for or something.
Basically, he told me to suck it up, y'all. I'll just tell you what.
Yeah, I think for
he's
me
he's in trouble for that too, among other things. Well, you know, Anna, what is one thing that you just absolutely love and adore about Blake?
His heart. It makes him who he is. And I've never met an individual like him who has a heart like that. I mean,
I don't think I have either, to be honest with you.
I mean, it drives him to do things that are really out of character for a lot of people, mm-hmm. like the services he does for other people, how he helps other people. I mean, it just amazes me, the acts of kindness that he does, and that's really what's drawn me to him and helped. I mean, that's why I stay in love with him, because he just does that every day. It's a consistent thing. It's not like when he's in the mood or in front of people. I mean, it's by himself. It's with people. It's in front of a bunch of people. It's to anybody who needs anything.
Well, the day I interviewed him, I've never been so impressed with a young man, and I called Christian because, of course, Blake tells
me. I love him, but I hate him at the same time.
Yeah, but, you know, my son got a hit off of him.
Yeah, he was
in baseball in high school.
I gave up two home runs. One was Buster Posey that plays with the Giants, and one was to Miss Maria's son. And I love you to death, man. If you're listening, it's Christian. You're still my buddy, but you did hit a home run off of me, so I'm mad.
But I found that out about him, Anna. I mean, he was passionate. He mm-hmm. was passionate about bodybuilding and competing. He was passionate about nutrition, and he was passionate about you. And that was very, very apparent that very first day. And so I was very drawn to him. And well, you know, Blake, what is it that you love about Anna? I mean, what was it that just sparked you?
Ooh.
Be careful with your words.
Yeah, I don't know if the show's long enough, but
okay, she's got a great body. You know,
genetically, she has. Oh man, her physique is absolutely unreal. And if she wanted to compete, she really could. Obviously, right now I think she's bulking in the midsection because she's having a baby. But I'll tell you, the first thing that drew me to her is my two little boys, Jacoby and Jensen. They are my heart and my soul, and I love them with all that I have within me. And the first time, you know, my kids are very cautious around people. They just don't jump in anybody's lap. And the oldest one is Jacoby Blake, and we call him Little Blake. And my second son, his name's Jensen Brantley. We call him Jensen Bear. And Jensen is one that's very shy towards people. And the very first time that I had Jensen around Anna, he jumped in her lap and held on to her in such a way that I knew that it was for me, that she was for me, because she loved my boys as if they was her own. And honestly, when we're in public, people don't even, you know, my children have an amazing mom now, and I'm not at all degrading her, but the relationship they have, you would not know that that's their stepmother. And then secondly, the kids that I mentor, I have, you know, at the time when me and her first started dating, I had two kids that was living with me that wasn't my own, and she treated them the same. And no matter if I'm in a you know, in a nice neighborhood, or I'm in, you know, one of the worst neighborhoods, or one of the worst, you know, areas in town, no matter the race, no matter the gender, no matter the ethnicity, the religion, she just loves. And really and truly, she just shows people Jesus. And in the way that she loves people, she's a teacher, and the way that she loves her students, for me, is what drew me to her. I'm a passionate person, and I love seeing people. When you have drive, that's great. When you have motivation, that's great. But eventually it dies. However, true heart, that's a gift from God. And that's what drew me to, that's what drew me to her.
I believe that. That's so true. And it's certainly evident in you. And I don't know Anna as well, but I can see that that she just loves and worships and adores you. And
Anna helps. She is absolutely beautiful. I just want to drop that out there since we're here.
She is. She is. And she's going to get more beautiful as time goes on, carrying that little baby that y'all have created. Well, what about, now I know that do y'all live here in Valdosta, Blake?
No, ma'am. We live in Moultrie.
That's what I thought.
But I come to Valdosta. I'll be going to Thomasville. We have our weight loss center is in Moultrie, but we have expanded into Thomasville. And I'll be training at the gym over that you're at. I absolutely love the facility. I toured it, and it was unreal.
I saw where you brought your people from there,
yeah.
And you're very, Hal Jackson was very impressed with you,
yeah.
And he's not easily impressed with just anybody. And you have won him over, Blake,
yeah.
I can tell you that right now. And we are just so glad to have y'all there, and I'm glad that you'll be training there. And but now, I know that you two are mentors, and I know other couples are looking at y'all.
Right.
You know, and I know that you are inspiration to them. You know, what advice would you and Anna give a young couple just starting out like yourselves?
Humility. Not being afraid to say I'm wrong. Not being afraid to say I need help. And you know, one of the first miracles Jesus ever done was turn water into turn water into wine. And in my mind, what that shows me is that the maker of this entire universe is the controller of time. So he can slow time down, or he can speed time up. And sometimes I feel in relationships that God, you know, speeds up the maturity, and sometimes he allows it to slowly take. Like she and I, it was 9 years. But then whenever we started dating, it was just like he fast-tracked our maturity and our unity as a couple. And just like your husband said, without Christ as the head of that relationship, without fail, it will fail. You have to have Christ in the center, and being plugged in a good faith-based church, and being around other adults that are older and wiser than you. I think it's great and fun to have friends your age. I mean, you can ask Ann and I. We truthfully don't have friends that are our age. In much anymore. It's not that we don't want to. It's just there's completely two different goals. You understand?
Sure.
You know,
absolutely.
We're not into the whole partying scene and that kind of thing. You know, I can tell you on Ann and I's behalf. We have two best friends, Randy and Pam Snipes, and just the way they do marriage is they're our friends, but we also look up to them because they just love so passionately. Like we look up to y'all. I mean, we see pictures of y'all, and when I met you at Lake City, you know, it's just. You see the passion. I want us to be like that one day.
Mm-hmm.
I want people to see us. I'll put it this way. I want people to see Anna and my sermon long before they ever hear it. Just like
Absolutely.
People do with you and your husband.
Well, thank
it's
you
amazing.
So much.
And it's also a great feeling when we hear that, and we do hear that a lot.
We do.
Oh, I bet y'all do.
We hear it a lot. Thank you for saying it.
We pointed it out that night at dinner, so sorry if your ears was burning.
Well, it's okay.
It's just one of those things where we're aware of it, but we don't realize until people come up and say something that other people realize it. But yeah, we are just so happy, and this is just something in our marriage that we just wish we could bottle it and sell it or even
get it. But how awesome.
Every couple to have this.
Right.
How awesome is the accountability of it, though, you know, when somebody like says that.
Right. Oh, we're blessed. And Blake, like you, we haven't always had this. And we had to work at it. Mm-hmm. You know, we had to make a decision. And we had to build a hedge around our marriage. And I like what you said about, you know, you don't have friends your age. Not necessarily because you don't want to, but you're trying to build that hedge around your marriage.
Right.
And a lot of times your peers won't help you do that.
Oh, no.
Right.
You know, when you said you don't have many friends your age, me and Jim don't have many friends our age. Most of them are y'all's age, you know. But for the same, I would rather be these girls that have the girls' night out, the guys have the guys' night. I would rather be with my husband than anybody ever. I mean, I hardly want him to go to work. I hardly want him to go to work. That's how we are.
Yeah, we're never, ever apart from each other.
More than anything else, I think that's probably the key to our relationship, to our marriage, is that we're best friends.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And we actually started off as friends for a long time. For years and years, we were nothing but friends. And now that we're married, we're still friends. We're best friends.
Well, good. I'm going to put you on the spot right now. Are y'all going to let me and Anna be mentored under y'all, hang out, do some dinners, and learn how to do life from you guys?
We absolutely are. And I can't tonight. I got to go sit with my grandchild.
that is a great exception. But we want to be able to learn from people like you guys. And we aspire to be like couples like y'all that put Christ first and fitness, like I say, that's important to us.
I'm sure it'll be a mutual thing. I'm sure we'll learn from y'all, too.
Absolutely, we will. And it will be our great honor and our great pleasure. Well, you know, Blake, I'm going to say something. And I love the fitness industry. I grew up in it since I was 17. You know, it has been my life's work and my life's passion.
Yes, ma'am.
But it's also been a detriment in some areas. And where relationships have been concerned, the fitness industry, I mean, it's all about your body. It's all about, you know, and I had to learn that the hard way.
Yes,
you know,
ma'am.
Being a gym owner, being one of the only, being the first female owner of gyms in Georgia.
Yes,
I'm not
ma'am.
Talking about women's gyms. They were curves and all that.
That
but
is
I was
so
the
awesome.
First woman in Georgia to own a gym on
awesome.
Her own without a husband. You know, without a husband that was a bodybuilder. So, you know, there's a lot of temptation in this
yes,
industry,
ma'am.
You know. So we have to put that hedge around our marriage. We have to put the blinders on. You know, because the devil seeks to kill, steal, and destroy.
Amen.
And so I think that's what's happening across the world today, not just America, not just our country, but, you know, marriage, you know, the foundation of the home is the marriage. And if Satan can get in there and destroy that, then the home is gone. So, you know, but Jim and I both went through a rough time in our early lives. And we didn't follow Christ, and we followed, you know, the flesh, so to speak. But, you know, once you make that decision, you say, Lord, I'm going to go and I'm going to love this man. I'm going to put ahead. And that has been the key, I think, to our marriage. Don't you, honey?
Well, you know, we've learned through failures, you know, and Todd talked about, you know, what a terrible thing divorce is. And it is. It is. But we're both determined that somebody's going to have to die to get out of this marriage.
Absolutely. That's what I
can tell you.
Till death, just like, you know, that's it. That's what Todd said. We're going to die. We are going to die. Or I'm going to kill you. I don't know. but you know, there will be no divorce here.
Exactly. You know? I don't even believe in saying it. I can tell you, for me personally, what my guard is. Now, I'm gonna be very transparent, and I want to give this as a y'all find the word for me. I'm trying to say as an encouragement or maybe something other trainers or people in this industry can go by. For me, I never train any female outside of my professional job at the hospital as a bariatric coach. The men that I train, like off the clock, I do side training for bodybuilders. I will not work with a female. And it's not that I'm being, you know, sexist or anything like that, but I want to protect her because sometimes nothing has to be happening as much as it looks a certain
way.
And people make a statement.
Absolutely.
Secondly,
absolutely.
Every Facebook, social media, cell phone, and my wife has the password to, so she can openly look at it. And it's not that she don't have trust in me, but I want her to know that if she wants to look, she can, and I have the accountability of knowing that. So for me, as a bariatric coach, I do have patients that text me and call me throughout the day. And you know, my wife knows that there's a guard there that they can't cross that line. However, if she ever questions it, without a doubt, I slide her my phone and say, babe, you're worth it to me. And on the side end, as far as me competing, you know, when I work with somebody, it's only a male. It's that out of the protection for her. Although, yes, you know, the money, you know, the money's great in it.
Yeah.
I could train, you know, extra females and make money, but it's not worth losing that beautiful thing sitting next to me. So I don't even give the option to it. And I just feel like a lot of times the best way to not get in trouble is don't put yourself in inclined positions.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because it, like you said, it may not be doing anything, but it's
exactly.
just what
the
people
appearance.
Perceive.
Exactly.
And people don't want people, unfortunately, sometimes to be happy.
Oh, for
And so
sure.
they're going to try to, so just don't give them that appearance that
yep.
anything is going on.
Oh, yeah.
And then that way, you know, that's excellent. Now, but I am going to ask you this. I've been thinking about it in the back of my mind. Now
okay.
he says he doesn't train females, but Anna, certainly you wouldn't mind if a 60-year-old grandma, your husband trained a 60-year-old grandma, would you? Write
no.
me a diet or get
I
me a workout.
Mind that. We can make exceptions for that.
I'm just kidding.
Believe me, I don't have to do anything. You don't need no help. You're in perfect shape.
Well, let me tell you,
I've always wondered why you need to. I don't want to get you on stage. You need to compete.
I'm working towards that, Blake. I want to do the Masters over 60. You know,
you would kill it.
I've got one more year. Had some health issues, working on it, but it's my diet. You know, it's just like
mine
anybody.
Too.
It's that diet, that diet. I'll do the training.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll do that training. But my husband can be so disciplined, he can eat the same thing every day for a month.
Six meals a day.
And
that's exactly
even care.
How he is.
Yeah.
That's why he's 55 and has washboard abs, you know. And, you know, but
hey,
it is.
For those on the air, I can attest to it. I've seen him, so it's a fact.
He's got them. He does. Well, we've got about 4 more minutes, and so let's just kind of sum up. Blake and Anna, just kind of sum up, what would you like to leave our listeners with? Y'all have been such an inspiration to me and Jim, and I know you have been to the listeners tonight.
Well, I would like to say for any couple that's starting out or just any couple at all, just be open and willing to learn, not just about yourself, but also about your spouse, and seek advice. Because that's something I didn't previously have a lot of people to tap into. And since we've met and started dating, I've met, of course, knowing Blake, you meet a lot more people that come up with Blake.
His entourage. Yeah.
So I've been able to come in contact with people and learn so much more, not only about me, but how to be a better wife for him and a better Christian. And it's just... That's one thing I would definitely say is be open and minded to learn.
Well, let me say this to you. Don't let him overshadow you.
You ain't got to worry about that.
You come right on up there, girl, because you are beautiful and you are certainly his equal in every way that I can see. Well, Blake, final last words?
I just want to say thank you truthfully to my mommy. I remember nights when things wasn't going so great, and then one day hopefully you'll have me on the show so I can tell a lot of my testimony. But I remember my mama would hold me in her lap as she sit cross-legged, and she would sing praise and worship. And no matter how bad the problems was, that's where really I was built off of that. And Jacoby and Jensen, Daddy loves you. And Jagger Brock, we're going to see you soon, big guy. Mm-hmm. And any of you guys that want to follow me, you know, you can go on my Facebook, Blake Williams. And on my Instagram, it's _body_by_Blake. Get in there and check out any of my stuff. We're always doing videos, meal prep videos. And I just want to thank you, too, for not only being an encouragement and inspiration to us, but allowing us on to be on your show. And we're going to hold you to it. We want dinner. We want to be able to learn from you guys.
Absolutely. Well, you need to come in and be on more often. And, of course, I appreciate both of y'all being here. Blake, call in any night. Call in. I've been enjoying your videos on Facebook. Very inspirational, very casual. That's what I like about it.
Mm-hmm.
You just tell it like it is.
Yes, ma'am.
You really do. And I like that. I really do like that.
Yeah, it gets me in trouble sometimes.
Any final word, Jim?
Well, just I hope everyone had a great Valentine's Day. And remember, don't celebrate your relationship, your love, your marriage one day a year. Celebrate it again today and tomorrow and every day.
Just like we're doing it tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday.
We have those plans. We're doing a little bit in the next 4 days in a row.
There you go. Of course, MPC We have an NPC meeting in Atlanta Saturday morning, so we'll be there, a big athletes meeting, posing up there, and so we'll be traveling up there to do that. So, Jim, thank you for all that, for all your love and all your support. And Blake and Anna, thank y'all for being here.
Thank you,
Mr. Jim. Thank you a lot for the inspiration, man. You mean a lot to me, man. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. Right back at you.
All right. Always stay fit, love your family, and always stay in faith. This is Fit Talk Radio 105.9.